Welcome to another day in the Matrix, and we have something really important to review today regarding XRP and the altcoins. I have two key patterns to show you that are playing out right in front of our eyes, which point to us moving into the next phase of this bull run very soon. So we don't want to waste any time here. Let's get straight into this one. And if you're new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to unlock your infinite potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and become a more profitable investor. Now let's take the clear pill. And I have a really exciting opportunity to share with you all, but we'll get to that a little later. Now, perhaps some of you are aware of this news regarding January 15th appeal deadline in this ongoing SEC versus Ripple case, and perhaps many of you already know how I feel about the SEC versus Ripple case, and I'll save everyone's time by summarizing it into one single word: distraction. This has always been a distraction. I've been exposing that here on my channel for almost 4 years now. So this news and all other news related to this case has always been a distraction from a much bigger plan for the global financial system. And I believe many of you here are already aware of this and resonate with this truth. So let's move on. Now, here we have XRP on the daily chart, and I've been tracking this whole move on this exact same chart over on X. So make sure if you'd like to go follow over there, it's at Waters Above, above spelled without the O. And there's been a couple of new developments in this play here when we have had this clear backtest of the outside of this flag pattern. And we've also been seeing this rising trend line support holding for about 2 weeks now. We have a critical intersection right here between the top of this bull flag and this backtest on the trend line I just brought up. We broke out of this whole structure on New Year's, and then this backtest for this prior support has been just initiated over the past 24 hours. And even with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and many other cryptocurrencies looking weak lately, XRP has been looking very strong, and now we're back up at the same horizontal resistance that I mentioned to keep an eye on in my last video, and this was the $2.60 territory for XRP. And I mentioned that once we start closing daily candles above $2.63 specifically, that we should be seeing $3 soon after. And ultimately, we should be venturing into price discovery almost immediately following this confirmation. So keep in mind that the only time XRP traded at these levels was at the very end of the 2017 bull run that pushed into the first week of 2018. That alt season. And during this phase, the highest daily close that XRP had was right around $2.75 on January 7th. So any daily close that XRP has above $2.75 to me would technically be a new all-time high. And the reason I say that is because wicks to the upside are irrelevant, especially when those upside wicks are in the context of a blow off top, which back in 2018, the beginning of the year, January, this was clearly the case. So consider that back then, another thing to mention was XRP only had 9 daily closes above $2, whilst today we've had over 40 daily closes above $2. We're approaching 7 weeks straight of holding the $2 level, and we even closed out the yearly candle of 2024 above $2. This is a huge milestone, and as I record this video, all we need is to push about 8 or 9% higher from where we're trading at right now to secure a daily close above the $2.75 level and achieve an even bigger milestone, which is a new all-time high daily close for XRP. Not just a wick that gets rejected in a 4-hour candle, we actually want to see a concrete daily close, and better yet, a 3-day candle would be even more ideal. And I have two patterns to show you in the Bitcoin chart as to why I believe this push into price discovery for XRP and the altcoin market and what we're anticipating as our alt season, how that's all likely to happen before the end of this month in January 2025. But first, I have something really important to share with you all, and it's a project that I've been building quietly behind the scenes for the past year, and it's something I've always wanted to do since I launched Waters Above. And with how things are going in the world lately, I've never been more motivated to bring this project to life in real time. There was really no better time to launch this than the start of 2025. And this new project is Waters Above University, which officially launches today. So if you want to learn more about this opportunity, you'll find the link in the description box of this video and in the pinned comment below. And to answer the most common question I've received straight away with regards to Waters Above University is that, will this be different from your Patreon mastermind community or any other courses on your website? And the answer is, well, the most important thing to point out is that Waters Above University will not be crypto focused, because although crypto investing is a part of our lives, it certainly isn't the only thing that matters. And even if you were to experience a really profitable bull run, that only solves one or maybe two of life's problems. Trust me, making a lot of money in crypto won't make you happier. It won't make you more fulfilled. It won't make your relationships more authentic. And at best, it only solves a money problem. The only thing that money solves is money problems. Throughout my years of coaching 6, 7, and 8-figure clients, I've noticed that the more commas one has in their bank account, typically they have more real life problems to deal with. See, money is energy, and to be wealthy, well, wealth is a state of consciousness. Many are rich, few are wealthy. And many know how to make money, and few know how to use it. Instead, for most, the money uses them. And this is the philosophy I'm bringing to the table at Waters Above University, teaching you how to embody abundance guided by your higher self. Let us help you discover your passion and then teach you how to monetize your passion. I'll be revealing everything I know about this process with over a decade of experience as a solopreneur, with experience in everything from retail sales to building multiple 6-figure e-commerce stores to coaching thousands of students around the world in finance, investing, wealth planning, health and wellness, business creation, branding, marketing, scaling, etc. And I'll be revealing all of that in one user-friendly and easy-to-navigate space called our university community. And this will be so much more than an online education platform, because truthfully, the soul of this is for all of us in the university to operate as a co-creation space within our university community. And the backbone of this experience will be this syllabus here that I just had pulled up. This will have 3 blocks comprised of 6 phases over 9 weeks to kickstart your progress with the included 9-week accelerator program. And this program starts off with my custom numerology blueprint that identifies your esoteric numerology, not the typical life path number that you're used to hearing about. This will make the experience feel tailored to you specifically from the very beginning of joining the university, making this one of the most unique onboarding experiences you've ever had. So this is my passion project. I have poured my heart and soul into this one. And if you want to unlock your highest potential and surround yourself with other conscious beings who are looking to take things to the next level and be the change in a world that's full of uncertainty about what's coming next, with a global economy balancing on glass toothpicks, a world war unraveling, artificial intelligence replacing people in the workforce, the climate change psyop, you name it. I don't know about you, but I've had enough with dealing with having to deal with the darkness in this world. And when I realized that the only way to change your life is to take actionable steps to change your life, that's when my life changed forever. And since then, it's allowed me to tap into this thing that we're doing here at Waters Above. And that's a really beautiful thing. This will be the evolution of Waters Above, and this is our university. And our enrollment is officially open, so make sure to secure your spot soon, because there's limited spots available for our first cohort. And once we close down enrollment, it won't be open up until April later this year. And for anyone who enrolls with us over at Waters Above University, I'm really looking forward to you having this journey with us. 2025 will be the most transformational year of our lives, and I'm really excited to be experiencing this journey together. And you could head over to watersabove.university to learn more. So let's get back to these charts, and I'll show you those 2 key patterns that I've identified that are playing out as we speak. And it starts with this Bitcoin chart right here. We have Bitcoin daily. We're going to be looking at the full moon and the new moon and comparing where we're at in this current cycle to past examples of past cycles and see if we can make sense of this recent move that we just had over the past 24 hours because, well, we just moved through the full moon. And we're going to be talking about a pattern that relates to the full moon in the month of January, which if you're new here to the channel, we've been using the moon cycles as a key element in our analysis to determine the energy of the market in advance. So I'm going to be pulling up these moon phase indicator right here and turning off all the drawings. And typically the way this works is after a full moon, Bitcoin tends to move up into the following new moon. We have the full moons with the white dots and the blue moons are the new moons. Then when we move from a new moon into a full moon, Bitcoin tends to move down into the upcoming full moon. And this isn't perfect. And it was actually a lot more noticeable when we looked back to the 2021 cycle, also somewhat in the 2017 cycle. We've had some change in some ways, but then we have to get more advanced and start adding in other layers like Mercury retrograde. We've been talking about Saturn retrograde here, other aspects of the astrology, but bear with me here. I want to keep this as simple as possible and just focus on this one thing for today, which is the January full moon. Again, we've just moved through that January full moon within the last 24 hours. So in summary, it's common to see Bitcoin at lows for any given month around a full moon. And we'll keep it as simple as that for now. And since we just moved through that full moon, let's go through a couple examples of the full moon in January and see if a pattern emerges. And we're going to be starting with last year, the full moon for January 2024, which is right here. This is a very powerful example, actually, because this was right after the first official Bitcoin ETF was approved and launched. And as we can see, on the day that that went live, Bitcoin planted a local top and did not immediately pump higher like many anticipated. Instead, we perfectly corrected into the following full moon of that month, the January full moon, which again, we just moved through the January full moon and we watched a correction into the last 24 hours. Then right after we passed through that full moon, Bitcoin recovered and it moved up into the following new moon. And we were pretty much back on track 2 weeks later, continuing higher into the March new moon. And then you could kind of see how this pattern is a little cleaner here, where we have a local top on the new moon, a correction into the full moon, and then we rise back up into the new moon of April 8th. And this wasn't just any regular new moon. It was actually a solar eclipse, the Great American Eclipse, that marked the top for the entire crypto market for pretty much 200 days, going from here to here. Bitcoin was essentially range bound for 1 month before this Great American Eclipse right here, and to 1 month after the final solar eclipse of our solar cycle, which was on October 2nd, the total solar eclipse of last year. Interesting how that works, right? And this is exactly why I tell you here. It's not the news that runs the market. It's gematria, numerology, and astrology. And speaking of gematria, we're in a very powerful year right now by the code. And it's important that I remind you of all this because we're in the year of 2025. We typically will shorten this to just 25. And we're also in the Hebrew calendar year of 5,785. And when we reduce that, it becomes 25 as well. And this 25 ties perfectly into the upcoming Chinese lunar year that we're moving into, which is the year of the snake. And the snake is the serpent. And the serpent gives you 97, which you go a little deeper and you find out that 97 is the 25th prime number. And this is very important because 97 and that 25 connection ties directly to crypto. 97 in the same cipher as the serpent, also 25th prime, and we have 25 in Chaldean, one of the most powerful ciphers. You're seeing this 25 connection immediately, and we know that we're moving into the year of the snake in just a couple weeks. This number 97 also ties back into something that goes a little bit deeper, but this is where we throw in the layer of mythology into all of this because it's the mythology that makes what we call the astrology. So we have Neptune, also known as Poseidon, is giving you the 97. So we're getting this 97, and this is very important for this particular archetype because this is the god of the sea, We're talking about cryptocurrency. Anything tied to money will be tied to the language of water. And this scam system is based on admiralty and maritime commerce law. Maritime law. Mare, the sea. So we have cryptocurrency is just grabbing the baton from the antiquated system that came before it. This is why crypto was given to us by the apex predator at the tail end of the age of Pisces. As we transition into Aquarius, Pisces is ruled by Neptune, Poseidon, and Jupiter. Now, I don't want to go too deep into this too much right now because I want to keep today's video on track, but if you're interested in learning more about what I'm talking about here, I'll actually be releasing a full presentation soon over at patreon.com/watersabove for our mastermind community, and that will be titled The Year of the Snake Decoded, and that'll be dedicated to this entire year of 2025 from an esoteric perspective, and this will be part of an ongoing series I've been keeping up with since I made the Year of the Rabbit Decoded a couple years back. And anyone that watched my Year of the Dragon Decode from last year can vouch for it, because it revealed some unbelievable events that ended up unfolding. Just like back in 2022, using my decoding system, I was able to determine that we would have a major event tied to Judaism immediately after September 2023. This had to do with the Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, and the end of Biblical Jubilee. And then we have right after Rosh Hashanah, on October 7th, Israel declares war on Hamas. And that was the talk of the town, and it still is since then. So you know the value that's packed into those decodes is unmatched, especially considering how far in advance everything is shared. And also, for anyone who joins us over on Patreon, you'll also be unlocking a very big discount on the university if you were interested in joining us over there at that new venture. So that's the best way to get the most value. So for only $9.99, you'd be able to unlock $100 off your enrollment at the university to get access to all of my crypto focused work over in our mastermind community, as well as everything included at the university too. Now let's get back to 2021, because this was something that I brought up a little bit ago, how we get a very clean chart for these moon phases where we have every top is pretty much around a new moon and every bottom is around a full moon. Well, let's focus specifically on the January full moon, because that was what we wanted to discuss here today, to see if we can see a pattern, right? And it's pretty clear to me we've bottomed perfectly on the January full moon. We topped a couple weeks before around the January new moon. Then after we had this full moon, we recovered and pushed into the following new moon. Bitcoin even recovered and headed higher before that date, taking again about 2 weeks to continue into price discovery and recover. Now let's go 1 year back. We're going to be going to January of 2020. This is a very important time for Bitcoin because this was a couple months before one of the most famous market crashes of our lifetime, and that's the C19 scam crash, which happened right over here in March 2020. And the lowest Bitcoin traded until that crash in the new year was right here on the full moon. When we're looking forward, obviously you can't do anything about the past, right? So we made it to the full moon, and then that was the lowest we were until the crash. If I just hold my trend line, my cursor across the screen, you'll see. It's pretty amazing, right? And what's even more amazing is that after the full moon, we pushed up all the way into the February new moon. Very similar to the prior iteration. Now let's go back to 2017 and see what's going on there. So we're making it to this big move right there where we topped out, big shakeout into the January full moon. Would you look at that? We pivoted exactly on the date of that full moon. We recovered and pushed higher into the February full moon before another noticeable correction in March. Just like the 2020 crash, just like 2021, 2023, and even last year, we had a correction begin in the month of March. March was our market top for the altcoin market and for Bitcoin pretty much across the board. And if you watch my last video here on this channel, then you know why I'm putting so much emphasis on March. So if you haven't already, definitely check that video out as well. Then the last example we're going to check in on today is 2013. I know it seems like we're going a little bit far back. We had pretty low volatility here in January, right at this moment, but I believe this is a very important thing to point out because this was the last year of the snake, and we're about to move into the year of the snake. Interestingly enough, what did XRP do during this time? Well, 2013, the year of the snake, is when XRP started trading. So I think that's very important to keep in mind. XRP pulled off around a 1,000% move during this time, as you can see, 1,300% before a very major correction into 2014. And that actually aligns with 2026. And I believe 2026 will go the same way as 2014, but that's something I'll cover in a future video. Now, perhaps you've noticed that those 3 years that I mentioned, 2013, 2017, and 2021, they're all 4 years apart. And what's 4 years after 2021? Well, that's 2025, this year. And during my last Red Pill podcast I released over on Patreon a couple days ago, I showed how this January full moon has two other gems associated with it that will determine when the bull run ends and also when the prime time to accumulate during the bear market is. So if you're interested in checking that out, that'll be included with your Mastermind Community membership I mentioned earlier. So that was the first key pattern here out of two. Now let's get to the second one, which I believe is also going to be very powerful for you to see for those that are into technical analysis, using indicators, having more of a traditional outlook on these charts. So we're looking at Bitcoin right now. We're looking at Bitcoin on the three-day chart. I'm going to zoom out a little bit more, have it pretty much set up like this, I believe is enough data. And we have the Bollinger Bands indicator turned on. Very simple setup here, just looking at the three-day chart, no lines on the screens, just the Bollinger Bands. And I want you to focus right here on October 2023 with this move above the red line, and that is the 20-day simple moving average. We'll just call it the 20 MA for now. And we back-tested this as a new support before breaking out with some new fresh three-day candles above the top side Bollinger Band. And then we had continuation all the way until March before we really had this sideways move for quite a bit, which we talked about earlier as well. One thing to think about, though, was before this rally into March, we had something happen between that, and it was a pause in January. Remember, we're in January now. So Bitcoin here rejected off the topside band, and then it closed a three-day candle below the 20 MA. Then we had a short and sweet moment down to the bottom side band. We kissed the bottom band and then once recovered back above the 20 MA, Bitcoin continued its rally. Now, look at what's happening today. Remember we were talking about October 2023? Well, look at October 2024. We have a final backtest on the 20 MA. We rallied, pushed higher into the same exact month as we did over here, which was January. And then we had a three-day candle close below the 20 MA. And now we've since kissed the bottom band. So far, so good. And I showed you the first key pattern that January had back in 2024. We were talking about the full moon. And you can see right over here, this is going to be your January time frame, excuse me, right there. And that was on your full moon. So not only did we have this backtest in the same exact way on the three-day chart with the Bollinger Bands indicator, but it happened at the same exact time with the lunar cycles. And it also happened in the same exact month based off the original month of the breakout. So what comes next? So what we wait for next is, can Bitcoin push through these next couple days and back, get back above this 20 MA? I'm going to turn off some of these indicators. I just don't want to confuse anyone right now. So we want to see if Bitcoin can get back above the 20 MA and start holding it as a support like it once did back here in last year, January. Then can we push higher into the end of the month in that two-week recovery phase we saw in all those other iterations that I showed you earlier with an even higher push up into the February new moon, which, by the way, would be the very end of February, so we still have a little time. Or does Bitcoin become weak here and start actually closing daily candles below 90K, breaking our horizontal support, which I'll be showing you right now? And with that move, trading into the 80K zone. So this is it. Bitcoin is effectively in decision mode right now. And I am not bearish. We've had about 70 days of price discovery, and I can say confidently that when a crypto is trading for over 2 months in price discovery, things definitely seem precarious. We do have to keep in mind that Bitcoin needs to make a move soon. And with all the evidence that I provided here in today's video, I see Bitcoin moving up into the end of this month and recapturing that 100K psychological level and pushing up for another leg higher into February, where we'll revisit what that market is showing us then and reassess. And just know that the downside possibility is, of course, in the cards. Remember, anything is possible in the matrix, but I still feel that the words that I shared in my last video still stand, which is that November retail investors got way too bullish, way too soon off of something that was way too popular, and that was the US election. And I called out this behavior immediately after the election in a YouTube video and an interview that I was on. I didn't keep quiet. I said that I didn't have a good feeling in my stomach that some retail investors were becoming so greedy so rapidly. And when we check in with the traditional markets, we could actually see that the Dow Jones pushed lower than where it was on election day. I believe the S&P 500 filled the gap that was formed from election day, which makes me bullish for sure. But I bet if you asked most investors on November 6th if that was a possibility in mid-January, back on November 6th after election day, they would say you are crazy. But here we are, and the stock market has been correcting furiously since. Of course, that has a lot to do with bond market, crazy pump going on over there. We could talk about those things another time, but I'm just here to say that the markets didn't pump because of Trump. If anything, if you actually believe solely in the exoteric, and you're not going to give any time to what we're going over here with the esoteric, even though I'm not sure how you made it this far, then don't forget about the FOMC meeting that happened on November 6th, the day the world got the election results. And looking at today's price action, I ask, so which one is it? You think the US president rules the country? Well, it's time to wake up, because it's the Federal Reserve and BlackRock that actually rule this country. And when Larry Fink tells Trump to jump, Donnie asks, how high? But here we're not focused on the exoteric. We're keeping our energy in the esoteric, because that's what actually runs these markets. And with that being said, the reason why Bitcoin did the move that it did in October back here, and also in October of the prior year of 2023, it has everything to do with the fact that those were during solar eclipses. Annular solar eclipses. Again, gematria, numerology, and astrology is what runs these markets. So there it is, family. I hope you're all taking notes. And if you want to know more about what I'm personally investing in, then this Sunday, January 19th, I'll be releasing a very special Red Pill podcast over at patreon.com/watersabove called the What I'm Investing In Special, dedicated to reviewing my entire portfolio and covering those charts and those positions I hold, and sharing some market wisdom for the current market conditions we're in. So that gives you something to look forward to this weekend. And remember, by joining over on Patreon, you'll be unlocking a $100 discount at Waters Above University. If you want to secure your spot over there before enrollment closes down, which is very soon, this is your chance to join us over for that new venture at the best price available, since the April enrollment will be higher to honor those who were the first to join our first cohort of the university here in January. So I'm looking forward to you joining us over there and making 2025 the most epic year. I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.